Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on the law of averages, and I want to touch on the concept of exposure. Now, exposure plays a role in determining risk. Think of it this way. If you were to try skydiving one time in your life, the odds are very low that jumping out of a plane would be your cause of death. If you were to jump out of a plane 5 times a week for 30 years, there's a significant probability that one of those times something would go wrong, and therefore the odds that you'll die from skydiving are exponentially higher. I mean, think of it. You can think of this any way you want. You can think about driving. Right? The more exposure you have on the road, the higher the probability is that you're going to have an accident. And if you're that driver that drives around the city at 80 or 90 miles an hour, and you do that consistently, there's a high probability you're going to have a problem at some point down the road. But by the same token, if you rarely drive, or at the times you do drive, you drive slowly and carefully, the odds that you're going to get in an accident are less. And it all has to do with exposure. Right? The more you raise that risk level up, driving becomes one risk, one form of risk, and then driving fast becomes another level of risk. And so the more risk you take on continually, the higher the probability you're going to have a problem down the road. So it all comes down to exposure. So when you think about risky things that you're doing in life over and over again, how exposed to you are those things? The challenge with exposure is that you're just putting yourself out there. And as we've suggested, the more exposure you have, the higher the probability that the law of averages catches up with you. If you drive like a maniac, sooner or later you're going to have an accident. The question is how often are you driving like a maniac? So you have to think about it that way. If you have situations in your life that align with what we're talking about, I'd love to hear them. And we could even include them on one of the podcasts later this week. So shoot me an email at joel@joelbrookman.com and let me know your thoughts. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up where we left off with exposure, but I want to talk about this idea of not taking big risks over and over again. And that really translates back to exposure. But I want to give you an example of that and talk a little bit more. For today, I just want you to think about those things that you're exposed to. Are you exposed to things or anything that's very, very high risk in your mind? Something that could cause you financial hardship, put your health on the line, anything like that? And the next question is there a way that you could lower your exposure? Maybe you still do that activity, but you do it less frequently so that you have less exposure and therefore less of a chance that the law of average catches up with you.